What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. As usual, I'm James Levesque. Thank you for connecting with us this week, Monday through Friday. Join us every week. And this is Friday edition. Can you believe we're already all the way into March? It is crazy, man. What happened to the time? I love this season because spring is like just getting sprung. And flowers are blooming and things are happening. I want to call this one today, what do you say, proper perspective. The proper perspective. It's so easy when you go through issues or you go through trials that the enemy wants you to believe, you know, a narrative. You know, we talk about fake news, right? You don't even know what you can trust anymore. Don't get your news off Facebook. I mean, nothing you're going to read is even going to be legit. Look, I barely trust any news source today. I mean, it's ridiculous. And when news comes in your life, whatever it looks like, right? When you get any information in your life, the enemy is going to want to put a narrative on it that's going to make it like your life's over. There's no hope, despair, gloom, doom. That's just like what he reports on all the time. I remember hearing a friend of mine that was so discouraged. She woke up to some really bad text messages, had to go to work. So the day started with a tragic text message from a friend. I remember she went to work. She was driving back discouraged and tired. And, you know, she had some, you know, she was, it was a long stuff, right? None of the coworkers wanted to work with any of her ideas at work. And she remembers she forgot to see one of her friends that was at like a old folks home, like a senior center. And she meant to drop, you know, some flowers off. She did not want to do this. So she goes to the care center. She was visiting this older lady named Maria that she knew. She brings her flowers. And all of a sudden, Maria started talking about how good God was to her. We're talking about a smelly old folks home, man. It was not a nice care facility. And this older lady started talking about God's goodness. And she said, what? I have my own bed here. I have a chair right there. They give me 3 meals a day. I get a lot of help from the nurses here. And sometimes God sends a cardinal to my window just because he knows I love them. And I just know God loves me. Well, needless to say, my friend was stuck in her shoes, you know. Perspective matters. You ever go through something like, well, somebody in the planet is worse off than me? It matters. In that day, we all got a hard lesson in life. That although you're overwhelmed and you might think this whole thing's going crazy, there's somebody in an old folks home thanking God for the cardinal at the window. Perspective matters. I like talking to people, not necessarily only in an old folks home, but I love people that are seniors. I really do. I love sitting at their feet. I love talking with them. I love asking questions. Life just seems to slow down when you get older. And in this fast pace of life, and many of us aren't even enjoying life because you're flying through it as fast as you can, we must take time for perspective. Because the enemy's never going to come at you and just give you the right perspective on life. You're going to have to get the right perspective. And look, to the angry person, everything makes you angry. To the person that is frustrated, everything's going to make you frustrated. To the angry person, to somebody that's rejected and easily offended, I mean, there's nothing you can do. Doesn't matter what happens. Every conversation, you're being rejected. Everything that happens, you're being rejected. If somebody tries to do something nice for you, you're like, well, they really don't like me because they didn't do this. What's the narrative that we believe? Your attitude makes a difference. You know, say somebody said life is 10% what happens to you, 90% how you react to it. I think there's a lot of truth to that. And in a day like today, man, perspective matters. You being true to who you are matters. You know, look, the bottom line is we live in a day where everybody's, you know, everybody's scared to talk about truth because they're perceiving other people would be offended. Do you know what I mean? It was what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks, almost 2.5 weeks ago, that horrible massacre in the school that took place. You know what's crazy about that, man? All the kids knew the guy, the kid, and was like, he's probably going to shoot the school up. There were emails where people were like, I see it. But we live in a day nobody wants to say it anymore because you're a bigot, a racist, you're scared, you're offended. Why do we let the our perception of what other people think of us allow us to shut our mouths? We live in a day where nobody wants to communicate clearly. We really want everyone to like us, or we get upset and shut down. Like, attitude and perspective matters. Eliminate the outside perspective, and we must grab onto God's perspective. Because if that's the case, then no matter what goes on in life, God has a remedy to make it better. And if you think your day is horrible, God will give you a perspective and see that, you know, look, it could be worse. And that's not a bad way to look at it. You know, I see people deal with sicknesses and illnesses all the time. Look, my son was born without hearing. And we got him cochlear implants. And of course, we're believing God for miracles. But you know how many times I thought, well, it could be something else. And that is not like a weak state of mind. That's, you know what? He can still hear now. Because of technology and you know, the gifts that doctors have given us. Thank God for it. I want to share with you a crazy story after the break of a dude in India that is hailed because a mountain was in his way. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back, Friday edition. I'm going to give you some food to think about for this weekend. Perspective. Do you feel overwhelmed today? We got to see things from God's point of view, not the devil's. What do you do when a mountain is in your way? I've been to India. We have listeners from India. I've been all over India. I remember hearing a story of Dasrath Manji. He was somebody from India, and it's kind of, his wife had an emergency. She was sick. She needed urgent medical care, and he tried to take her to the hospital. And unfortunately, his wife died on the way to the hospital, mainly because there was a massive mountain in the way between him and the hospital. And the hospital wasn't far, friends. It was, you know, look, the truth is the hospital is probably just landmass-wise was maybe only a minute or so away. But because this massive mountain was in their way, he had to go around the mountain. And by the time he didn't even get halfway around the mountain, and unfortunately his wife passed. What do? Right? Do you get bitter at creation? I mean, how do you even reconcile this? He did something I thought was crazy. He looked at that mountain and he kept looking back on it, getting grieved about it, frustrated, and wondered what to do. So then he just took it in his own hands. He spent 22, no, you can't, I'm not making this up. He spent 22 years chiseling out a massive gap in the mountain so other villagers would be able to get right to the hospital and get medical care that they needed. He wanted to ensure that nobody else died like his wife did because that mountain was in the way. Actually, when he died, when Manji died, the government of India did this whole thing and erected a statue and celebrated from his achievement. But the truth is, you're looking at a mountain. I mean, that is like, you don't move mountains in the natural. But there was something in him. Some people, they would rock in their chair for the rest of their life, cold and alone, bickering about the mountain that was in the way, stopping them for their wife getting medical care. And then some people say, okay, my wife's going to be a seed in the ground, and because of her death, I'm going to make sure I can save thousands more lives because other people now can walk through the mountain to, you know, or drive through the mountain to get to the hospital. Look, perspective matters, you know? When you're facing insurmountable odds and you feel like it's stacked against you, how you handle things, your reaction to it is going to make a big difference in your life. And many of us live, especially in this weird reaction world that we're in. There's no real leaders anymore. You know, everybody's just reacting to one another. You did this and now I feel this way. Or, you know, it's the outrage, right? You go on social media, it's like the herd mentality. Everybody's just swinging emotion one way. Nobody's leading. Everybody's just reacting. And the problem with that culture is like, we live in a habit of like, make a decision. I'm going to unlike that, like it, or get upset at you. And then we start to do it in real life. Oh, you said that? What do I do? Do I like it? Do I not? Okay, I'm just going to get a thumbs down in my emotions. And we've actually taken this weird fake sense of reality and we've put it into real life. So if something happens to you that you don't like, you're like, well, okay, I'm going to give that an angry emoji. It's like, nobody lives in emojis. We need more people to react to what God's doing instead of what the enemy's agenda is. And so that means no matter what happens, you know, the Bible says we're pressed, we're not crushed, we're persecuted, we're not abandoned, we're struck down, we're not destroyed. So no matter what goes on in your life, God, his perspective and his word, it doesn't change. That's with that mindset, you carve roads out of mountains. With that mindset, you do great things for God and you don't let setbacks become final. They set you up for comebacks. You don't let, you know, failure's not final, right? You get up off the ground and you keep pushing. And so I need to tell you tonight, today, perspective matters. It really does. And God wants you this weekend to change your perspective. He wants you to begin to look at situations in a different light. And when situations come today, I want you to think twice before you react. I don't want you to just respond in the flesh. I don't want you just to, you know, knee-jerk reaction anymore. I want you to think about what God is saying and what he's doing. And if that's the case, then you're going to be used by God in powerful ways. Because we must think on what God is doing. And we must act in faith instead of react to darkness. Father, I thank you today for your word. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in our life. And I know many of us are facing insurmountable odds, but Father, we stand with you today and we ask that you would give us grace and mercy. Father, we change our perspective to focus on you and what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for a week of breakthrough and we thank you for a week of change in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, amen. Love you guys. We'll see you Monday. Thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Enjoy that sunshine. Come on.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.